All right, everybody, welcome to
Tuesday, February 14th. It is Valentine's Day around the world. And you know what that means? That means I want everybody to pour more love into themselves than they ever have before. We always think about Valentine's Day about are we going to receive love from the outside, but we want to remember that it has to come from the inside first. In order to receive more, we have to give more. And I want all of us to give ourselves a massive amount of love today, because that's what it's all about. And, of course, if you live anywhere in the northeastern seaboard where you are sunk into 4, 6, 8, or 10 feet of snow, and there's nothing pink or red or juicy in your visual field, you're going to have to go into your imagination today, and you're going to have to make some magic happen. And that's what I want to do on the call today, because we're in week 4 of our 90-day game plan. We're talking about connection, and we're talking about going into that next step of really being a support and being a coach and helping people get started with what's best for them. But if we use Valentine's Day as the anchor and what Valentine's Day really means, love is the highest vibration that exists on the planet. So we have, vibrationally, if we go back into science, because you guys know I love the science, so here's my geeky nerdy self. If you boil water, this is grade 9, you know, science class, you put a pot of water on the stove, and eventually it's going to boil. And it starts out as a slow boil, and then it gets into a big, hard, rolling boil. Well, here's the reason why. There's a bunch of atoms, and everything in the world is atoms, which are very... you can't even see them, things that bang together. Think of it that way. And the more space between them, they're not going to bang together, and the less space between them, the more they will. So water boils at 212 degrees. So what happens is as the temperature is increasing in the water, it starts at room temperature, whatever that is, say it's 100 degrees, and then it goes up to 212 before it hits that boiling point. When it hits the boiling point, the atoms are smashing together. They're going bang, 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 bang. And that's when you get boiling water. That's the point. Not at 210 degrees. At 210, it's kind of getting there, but it's not at a boil. And love is on the vibrational scale of life. Like 212 degrees is the vibrational measure that it takes for water to boil. And I like the example because everybody knows how to boil water. If we take our emotions, they also resonate at a bubbling point or a boiling point, if you will. And on the scale of 0, if we go, say, 100 to 500, because 500 is actually the frequency that love vibrates at. And frequency, think of the easiest way to think of frequency is the radio station. If you are on the radio station channel, the channel is clear. If you are not quite on the radio station, you're off by a degree or two, you're going to get, you'll hear it, but it's all like warbled and distorted and fuzzy. There's a lot of background, so you're not going to get that clear channel. Well, our emotions are the same, and love is 500. The low-level emotions, guilt, shame, blame, and anger, and gossip, that's all the 100s. That's the darkness. Because that is not a good place to be. And if you think of how you feel in your heart on Valentine's Day, you know, do you have loved ones that you are sharing your love of life with them with? Are you putting it out to the universe? Happy Valentine's Day. Let's share some love. There's just this feeling of, like, juicy goodness inside all of us on Valentine's Day, because we know that it's just, it's a sign of hope, because that's the human race. We're here on this planet to walk one foot in front of the other and connect with other humans and raise our love vibration as high as we can, as often as we can. All this stuff, the houses, the cars, the furniture, the bank accounts, the activities we do, the job we go to, all that stuff, it's all designed so that in our heart we feel filled up and we feel fulfilled. And if we can remember that is the ultimate reason for everything else, which is what Valentine's Day is a great thing to remember, it makes it really easy to think about sharing isogenics and connecting with people. Because we You know, and I heard this before, and I love how it's described. What is isogenic? Isogenic is liquid love. It is. Because the vibration of the food energetically is higher than what you find in your grocery store. That's why it helps us feel better. That's why it helps us get lit up. Because the food is lit up. Because it's at a higher vibration, higher frequency.
Oh, it's dedicated to
so the nutrients are there more than they are in your local average grocery store food, which is why you pour isogenics in your body and you're like, wow, I just popped into me again. You get connected back to yourself when you put the food in your body because it has the ability to have energy in it that raises you up. It's like the water getting to the boiling point. So when we think of sharing isogenics, because week four is about connecting with the last group of people on your list of 40 that you made on week one, so that's part of our job this week is to stay connecting with new people that we made on our list. So pick up the phone and call them because your voice, your energy is so much better than just a message. And, you know, you can use Facebook Messenger and leave a voice message just as well as you can pick up the phone and leave a text message or a voice message on the phone. So if you don't have someone's phone number but you've got them on Facebook, don't just text or type a message. Leave your energy of your voice. Hey, Kevin, you know, I love getting to know you at the grocery store the other day, and I know that taking a look at the information, which is what you wanted to do, is going to be so much fun together. Let's set up a call time today. Are you free for 10 minutes? You know, at the end of your work day at 5 o'clock, let me know. But have the juicy energy in your body when you leave that voice message. And Kathy Coover is fantastic about helping us get into state. And there's different states. And we've talked about this before. You can be getting ready to write a 3-hour exam, whether it's the bar or your LSATs or
Listen,
you're going
please.
To. My son had to write like a 3-hour exam for his firefighting. All of that requires a very focused, lasered, calm energy because you got to stay in the zone, but you can't be going blah all over the place. So you need that. That's one kind of state you want to get into. Then there's the kind where you're going to head into a conference, like an isogenics conference, like the red-white one that's coming up in Toronto for everybody in just over a week. And in that place, you want to have bubbly, burbling energy. But you also know that you're going to be sitting there and there'll be, you know, 8 to 10 hours of content that you don't want to miss a thing. So you want mental clarity, mental energy, but you want bubbling beans jumping you around because you know that the inspiration, the education, the motivation is all going to be there. And your hope meter and your possibility meter of breaking through the walls that you currently have in your brain are really, really high. So you want a higher level of state. And then there's the state of picking up that dang 500-pound phone that we talk about all the time. And that's the one where you put on some great music that's going to juice you up. And Kevin sent me back in the fall a message saying, Lori, wake up to this. Just put it on your phone in the morning. It's the first thing you got to listen to. You're going to love it. And it was Justin Timberlake. I got that feeling. And if you actually watch the video, it's a whole bunch of people who work in retail that are jiving and juicing and dancing away to this incredible song. And literally every morning still, that is the first thing I do, is my alarm goes off, I do my gratitudes in bed, I daydream for 5 minutes, and then bam, while I'm getting up and washing my face and brushing my teeth, that is the song that's still on. And if I go to pick up the phone, or I go to go out the door to go to a meeting, that is still a go-to song that's so good for me. It just because it's happy and it's bubbly, and I want to meet people happy and bubbly. So find the music. Find a dance track or find a music track that really gets you going. And maybe it's heavy metal, and maybe it's hard rock, maybe it's classic rock, whatever it is that you get inspired in your heart. Your heart starts to dance. Get into that state first. Kathy does push-ups and jumping jacks while she's got the music on. And then she has affirmations that she says, you know, she says them every morning, but she also says them before she gets going on a round of phone calls. And this is your week. This is your phone call week. This is not your send an email out week. This is your phone call week. This is the week to go meet people for coffee, you know, catch up with people face-to-face or do a Zoom call or FaceTime or a Skype call, where you are in physical connection with people so that the energy between you can bang together better. It always, always makes a difference when you are in connection with the human race. And remember, you're lit up. You got the light inside you. Your light is always on. Your light is turned on. Your job when you go on to a FaceTime call or Skype or Zoom, or you're going to meet someone for coffee, or you're going to meet someone at the gym, or you're just going out to do errands with the intention of being intentional and connecting with every single person on the errand stops that you do for the day, or you're doing a bunch of phone calls or, you know, messenger messages, all these ways of connecting where your light vibration, your energy is what is going to come across. That's where you can say your affirmations. And I mean, I love, you can pick whatever resonates for you. Things like, I am giving a gift to the people I come into contact with today. I love that I feel so strong and healthy. I can help other people be strong and healthy. I am attracting people who want better health into my field today. I am on a mission to help people. My purpose is to be of service to help other people feel better on this planet. Whatever kind of affirmations feel good for you, that's what affirmations are. They're just sentences that are short and tight and clipped that have a single purpose. And we can trick our brain in our state. So if you go dancing, you do a bunch of jumping jacks, you run up and down your stairs, and you get some great music going on, it doesn't matter what hesitation is in your brain or how much your brain is telling you the phone waves. It won't matter. Your physical body can carry you through that noise garbage that is going on in your head every single time. Every single time. Because you're going to flow. And the chemicals, the good feeling chemicals of just getting your heart rate going because you are alive, they will carry you through. I mean, sitting at a desk, sitting sedentary all day, everything just kind of gets sluggish and stale and bleh. It's like water in a pond. If it doesn't move, it gets still and it gets stale. Well, we're the same. So that's why it's so important when you're going out to connect with people and you're talking to people and you're helping people move through their fear of something new. Being excited and getting yourself into that state of energy. That's all you're doing is you're just bringing your energy closer to the surface. That's it. All of us, even quiet personality types, have massive energy. And it's the passion and the belief behind the energy. And if your personality is low-key and quiet and you're like, Lord, I'm just not that kind of person. I cannot go out there and be this bubbly energizer bunny. No, 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 no. You don't have to. The whole purpose of getting into state is that it brings your light energy that's deep inside you to your surface so that the people you talk to can feel it. That's what getting into state is all about. It's just bringing the light energy of yours to the surface. Now, if you're saying, okay, I just am not feeling it. It's winter. I mean, I've been 4 months sunk in a frickin' snow, and I shovel every day. And every time I go out, it takes 15 minutes to even get into my car because of the layers and the snow boots and the kids and the runny noses, and I got to hump all this stuff around, and on and on and on it goes. I get it. I live in Ottawa. Winter beats people down. It's a lot of extra energy just to do the normal things of life that in the summertime we wouldn't even think twice about. You can walk to the grocery store in the summer. You can get on your bike. But in the winter, you got to shovel out your driveway. You got to get on all the layers and then pack the kids up. And it's hard. It's not easy. But you have a choice. Winter isn't going away. The snow isn't going away. The cold temperatures aren't going away. It's what winter is. So here's the choice. How do I want to choose to move through a reality that I can't change? What is the external. What I get to do is I get to choose how I respond to it. So I looked out my window today, and we just had like 48 hours of nonstop snow. I mean, I have never seen snowbanks so high since I moved into the home I'm in right now. And I looked out the back window, And I saw on the pond, I have a pond right behind me, a ravine and a pond, and there was this gorgeous snow. And in between were just little bubbles of the water that hadn't frozen over. And springing up outside of it were bits and pieces of the bulrushes that are in there. And most of the summertime, it's so clogged up with just vegetation in there, and there's not, like on a dry summer, you don't get the water. And it was just like this magic. I just sat there staring at it while I had my coffee, and I thought, this is so cool. I've got the deep, peaceful blanket of snow, which just calms all the energy down. And then I've got the water underneath, which is the energy bubbling. And I'm looking at it, and the sparkles of bits of the ice and the reflection is there, so it sparkles. And then I've got the possibility of spring. Because, A, it's bright out early in the morning now, and it didn't used to be. And also, nature is still there. There's still this vegetation that hasn't died off. It's still there peeking through. And it's just exciting. It's how you look at it. Instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I got to go snow shovel my driveway again before I get out the door. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. But that's okay. I usually put on a headset, and I have music on, and I'm outside shoveling. Like, it is what it is. It's how we choose to see it. And I want you to think about connecting with people in a different way than what you're used to connecting. Because a lot of times when I talk to people that are, you know, you get going with Isagenix and you lose a bunch of weight and your waistline gets smaller and you feel so good inside. And I'm like, well, who do you know who wants to feel better? Nobody. I'm not going to talk about this to anybody. I'm like, why? It's a gift. You feel better. How come you can't let anybody else on the planet feel better? That is so selfish. It has nothing to do with not wanting to share. We all know that. You guys know that. It has to do with fear. Because everybody's wrapped up in how everyone else is going to see them. Well, if I start talking about this, what are they going to think of me? Who cares what they think of you? You feel better. Doesn't anybody else get to feel better? We have to get outside of ourselves. And think of the ability to give a gift. Somebody cared enough about me. Someone cared enough about you to really think you deserve to take a look at this. And you did, and I did. And you feel better for it, and I feel better for it. For the rest of my life, I feel not only obligated, but I feel blessed. I feel so lucky that I get to share this thing called Isagenix that can literally change a person's life. I didn't ever get to do that in any other jobs. I worked for the federal government. I've worked retail. I've taught swimming lessons and gymnastics. I've been a coach, like a high-level coach, a recreational coach. I've taught in, you know, school boards for years and years and years, teaching everything from history and English to dance and drama. And never have I had such a gift. It's so easy to give with so much fun giving it that can have such a transformational, profound effect on a person in such a short amount of time. I mean, for me, 24 hours after pouring Isagenix into my body on my first 30-day program, I felt lit up. I knew the light had gone out inside of me, and I was skeptical. And I'm like, well, nothing else has worked until now, and it's not getting any better, and I'm getting darker and darker inside of me. So I have nothing to lose. I wasn't even concerned about losing weight and inches because I didn't believe that I could. Like, I was that far gone. I was in such a bad headspace. And to feel like go to bed, you know, the first day and wake up the next day feeling something different, feeling this bubbling light that got turned on, knowing, oh, my God, I'm starting to come back. It was hard to imagine something so simple could have such an impact. Remember when you first started Isagenix, whether it took you a day or 2 days or a week or a month, all of us, by the end of the first month, know there's a difference when we pour this into our body in addition to what's in the grocery store. So how can we not share it? And when I have people, and for a long time, like for a long time, I was caught up in my headspace. I cared about what other people thought. And I didn't want people to think I'm just weird and geeky and nerdy and like, what's the matter with you? And rah, rah, rah. And I really actually worried about it. And it took me a while to realize this isn't about me. I love isogenics because it is. I get to make it about me when I put it in my body. But I had somebody who cared enough about me to share. They got out of their head and they shared it with me. And they kept following up with me until I said yes. So now I pay it forward and I do the same thing. And that's what week four in the 90-day game plan is all about. It's about paying it forward. So you may have talked to people in week one and two and three. And you may have talked to them over and over and over, and they're still not ready, and they're still not ready. And you may have talked to people last month and last year, and it doesn't matter. You're still going to keep talking to them over and over and over. You're going to keep talking to them. And over and over and over, they're going to say, I'm not ready. I'm not interested. Not now. No, thank you. And it doesn't matter. All that means is they've still got too much fear in their brain about making the switch. They're too afraid they're going to fail. So they're going to come up with a million reasons not to try and say yes. It's too expensive. I don't have time. This isn't in my budget. I can't do shakes. I don't like doing powder. Whatever. They're going to come up with all kinds of reasons. None of those are the real reason ever. The real reason people say no always is the fear that is in between their ears of what is happening in their life right now. And we're all the same. So our job, your job and my job, is to provide that consistent message. I'm here. This is going to work. This does make a difference. Let me know when you're ready for some information. Let me know when we can talk again. Let me know when we can go for another coffee. Let me know when we can have another Skype call. You know, and just keep letting people know. Over time, I mean, this is my, I'm heading into my seventh year sharing isogenic. There are people last year that I've been talking to that have known me since before isogenics. I mean, our kids grew up together. And it wasn't until this past summer, three of them in particular, said yes. And the reason they said yes is because stuff in their life changed. I just kept sending consistent messages. I was sending messages regularly out to them about being friends. Because I knew they knew what I did, and I knew that if they wanted information, they'd reach out. So I stayed connected as a friend. I kept the relationship going. And then they saw my stuff on Facebook. They saw the posts on Facebook, my travel, my health, the way I journeyed through some health challenges so well, so easily, so fast, so quickly, the gratitude piece. They saw that message over and over and over. And as their life changed in a place they didn't like, they kept seeing the light. So that when I did reach out, just randomly, consistently, the follow-up piece, they said, yeah, they're ready now. That's your job. You're the messenger. You are the invitation. You are the light. That's all you do. You never, never, never get to choose when someone's ready, and you never, never, never get to have any feelings or noise or stuff in your head about when someone says no to you, because it is never about you, and you don't get to make statements in your head about somebody's no. You just don't. If you can get this piece, if you can get emotionally unattached to the outcome of someone else's decision, you're going to sail through connecting with people. You're going to connect with everybody. This is so much fun. And when you get this, it's not about you. You're just a gift. It's the best feeling ever. I mean, imagine, it's like Santa Claus. It really is. Like, what do I get to do all day? I get to go give gifts to people all day long. Whether they are ready to accept them or not is not my business. I just get to give the gifts. I love to give. That's what it's about. The receiving back is because you pour isogenics into your body. You're part of our community. You have the Isobody Challenge. You have the Healthy Mind and Body Program. You have our culture. You have all these calls. You have all these opportunities. You get to receive. That's how you receive back. And when somebody says yes, then you receive back as well, and you go to work making sure you can support them. Plug them in, all the good stuff that you're plugged into. Let them know that you're there to support them. Let them know that if they have questions or something just doesn't feel right, because it's a lot of new stuff, you're there as their coach, as their resource, as their support. So you can help them out. You can direct them to the information that's going to help them answer their questions. So as you move through this beautiful week, which is the middle of February, it's a week of love, not just a day of love. I want you to think about this as the week of love, and you are love. And you're just going to pour liquid love into your body, and you're going to invite as many people as you can to take a look at it. And here's the thing. Before I open up for feedback and questions, in January, everybody had great resolutions. Bam, lasted about 2 weeks. A lot of people fell off. They had great ideas of getting their debt under control from Christmas, getting their body's health back on track because they all put on 10 to 15 pounds over the holidays, getting active. And then winter showed up, and everybody got sick, and everyone stayed sick. And the bills came in at the end of January, and nothing changed. And February, people started this month beaten down. There was a collective energy consciousness because of a lot of stuff going on in North America where the energy was really, really low, and people were just like, oh, I can't even think about it right now. Just give me another bag of chips and a beer, please. And that's what happened. Well, here's what's different. We're on the far side of winter. There's a month to 2 months left, but really in people's minds, because the days are getting longer and we've got the March break coming up, reading week for post-secondary, and then the March break is coming up, you know, at various times during March for depending on where you live. There's hope. There's hope that we're on the other side of this right now. And that's where your job is. You're going to notice a difference this week coming in from this week and next week. You're going to notice it so much. People you talked to 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, last week, 2 weeks ago, they all said no. Now they're going to start saying, oh, maybe. Because there's an energy shift. There's a difference. So take advantage of it. Be aware of it. You may feel it yourself. There's just a different lift. And today's a great day. It just lifts the energy up even more because vibrationally, energetically in this planet, there's more love, which means more hope, which means more open possibility, which means more, yes, I'll take a look at information. So with that, we've got a couple of minutes left. Let's hear some feedback, some shout-outs, any questions, takeaways.
And Lori, they may have to unmute themselves, as I muted several people during the call that were just noisy lines, so they may have to unmute.
Oh, perfect. So star 6 if you're finding you want to speak up and nothing's happening.
Lori?
Hi.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure whether I was muted or not because I had stepped away from the phone. I had muted myself. The call was really, really profound. And when you were talking about the energy of love, you know, I mean, today's Valentine's Day, but if we start and we hold that frequency all and every day that we can, as much as we can, our days go much, much better. And even when we communicate with people, it's just such a, it just flows, you know, and it's just a good, happy feeling. So the call was really good, and I just wanted to thank you.
You are welcome, and I love that because it does make your day so much more fun and easy. I like the way you said that. It just flows.
Yeah, it does flow. The frequency and the energy flows, and, you know, you can put out good energy just like bad energy, and it takes less effort with the good.
You got it. Thank you. Anyone else?
It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Lori. Great call. And I just want to add to love, you've also given people hope. I've really never heard anyone say that before, just talking about the renewed energy of spring coming. And, you know, that's really a beautiful thought to be, you know, just looking back at who you could talk to again and perhaps they're in a different state of mind. So thank you. I really like that.
You are welcome. And I'm glad that that picked up and resonated. That's awesome. Anyone else?
Lori, it's Kathy.
Yes?
We need to bottle your bubbly.
Say that again?
We need to bottle your bubbly. If everybody had your bubbly, it'd be great.
I'll take a six pack.
Yeah, I'll take a case.
Oh my goodness. Okay, guys, pour the quant. I'll put up what I put of isogenics in my body every day, and then you'll get why I get this bubbly light inside. Start your day with your E-Shot and your Brain Boost and your Ionics, and you'll be good to go.
Okay.
All right, everybody. It is at the bottom of the hour. Let's go out and be love and spread a little love and enjoy this gorgeous, beautiful day. Thank you.